Welcome to the Practical Magic Podcast, hosted by me, Catherine Pond. Please join me each week as I dive into a new witchy topic, along with occasionally sharing stories of me growing up in the church, and how once I was able to break free from the church, I was able to embrace the witch I was born to be.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Practical Magic Podcast. For April 6, 2024, the moon's phase is in waning crescent. Some ways to work with waning crescent phase are cleansing, protection, closure, and repelling. For April 6, 2024, the moon's sign is in Pisces. Pisces rules over the feet, toes, and pineal gland. Surgeries are recommended for this phase of the moon. Moving on to the card of the week, which is the Two of Candles. This card is pulled from the Nightmare Before Christmas deck, and the card reads, as with all two of cards, there's an element of direction here. Travel may be on your horizon. Where will you go? Which direction will you take? Spend time planning your next step. A little preparation now will allow things to go more smoothly later. Moving on to the episode to this week for this week, rainwater. I thought I covered this week's episode further back in this podcast, but I guess I didn't. I scrolled back all the way to the very first episode that I did, and I couldn't find an episode on this, so I thought I would cover it. So yeah, let's dive into it. So rainwater. Some things to do with this, some ways to work with rainwater in your practice are, you can use rainwater in cleansing your crystals in your tools. You can use it in your ritual baths. You can use it in cleansing your home. You can also use it in love and protection and psychic power spells. It is not recommended to consume it, so I would not recommend to do that. Now, there are different types of rain water, so I want to go over that and different ways to go about using it. So, with that, so gentle rain water is typically associated with cleansing, protection, change, and growth. Dew, which is like, dew water is like water that is like found in the morning, like on leaves or on grass. And this is typically associated with calm, love, fertility, and beauty magic. Sun water is typically associated with positivity, fertility, and strength and creativity. River water. Magic with this water is typically, or spell work with this water is typically associated with change, moving on, cleansing and banishing. Moon water is typically associated or used for power, energy, intuition, and change. Ocean water is typically associated with cleansing, health, healing, banishing, and protection. Then there is storms and witchcraft. So these are just a little different. So this is getting into like heavier and different types of storms. And I wanted to go over this because you might have heard about the earthquake that happened in New Jersey and affected New York and some parts of Connecticut. And so I thought that going over some of these storms and ways to harness the storms in your craft might be interested as well. So rainstorms, to harness, to work with that energy, is good for growth and rebirth and shedding any old skin. Lightning storms is good for magical powers, hexing, and cursing. Snowstorms, purity, ending, changing, home, health, work, hurricanes, powerful energy, any ritual, anything that is unpredictable. So including earthquakes, anything that is unpredictable and unstable. So just know that when you're working with anything that is unstable and unpredictable, you know, your outcome as well is the same. So then windstorms, energy, energy for a fast acting spell, mental magic. So when you're working like with a windstorm, think of like gust of wind and stuff, like chaos magic. Think of that. So, yeah, with that being said, before I end this episode, I just want to say that where I live actually got affected by the earthquake. We got like the aftermath of the earthquake in New York. I didn't actually feel it. I was out. But when I got home, I got an email from the management where I live. And apparently a bunch of people had called the management because they had felt it. And they were so concerned because, you know, here in Connecticut, we don't get those sort of things. That's like a California thing. And so everyone was like freaking out. So I got this email when I got home and I was like, oh my gosh, like what the heck? But in a way, I really wasn't that shocked, because for about like 4 days prior, I was like so freaking out, like out of nowhere, that my building that I live in was going to like just collapse. And I'm like, why am I so paranoid about this? You know, this is like a roughly new building. It's like 10 years old. And, you know, it's a nice place. It's not going to fall apart. And then on Friday, I want to say it was Thursday, all of a sudden the fear just went away. And then on Friday, I went out, you know, as one does, and just living my life. And then I come home to this email, and it was like, the universe was like, okay, we're going to get you out of the house so this earthquake can happen and you don't have to experience it and be afraid. We had you paranoid for like 4 to 5 days, and now we're not going to have you experience it. We had you paranoid enough. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm not having FOMO. I don't want to ever have to experience that. I think once as a kid, I experienced an earthquake, and that was enough. Because I remember once as a kid, my mom piled all of us kids in like a bathtub or something. And I don't know if that was just because my mom was like super like paranoid about everything, and there was just like, you know, like a storm, and she was just like scared, or if it was because it was an earthquake. But anyways, I thought I would just share that story, and I thought it was just, it tied in nicely since I was talking about storms and everything. But with that being said, I think that's where I'm going to end this week's episode, and I hope you all have a magical week. Hello, everyone. I want to thank you for spending this time with me, along with all the reviews and comments that have been left. It means the world to me and truly helps the podcast out. If you'd like to keep up with the podcast, you can do so by checking out my TikTok, which is linked in the description of this week's episode. If you would like to join me in keeping the conversation going, you can do so by checking out the podcast over on Spotify, where each week there will be a question attached to the podcast and you can leave your comment. I look forward to hear what you all have to say.